earlier this year, Mercedes-Benz announced plans to move its U.S. headquarters to Sandy Springs. Georgia has pledged $23 million to help with the corporation's relocation from New Jersey.
A local developer hired an architectural firm based out of Miami to build an adjacent property in Sandy Springs with a live-work-play theme. And last Wednesday was the last day for employees up in New Jersey who received offers to decide whether or not they want to come here. Well, the CEO says he expects only about 40% of those 1,000 employees in New Jersey will make the move here. We're joined now by WABE's Tasneem Shama to talk about all this. So, Tasneem, why in the first place? Let's reset a little bit. Why is Mercedes-Benz USA saying, okay, goodbye Montvale, New Jersey, and hello Sandy Springs?
Well, it was a big get for Sandy Springs and Metro Atlanta. The CEO, Steve Cannon, he was interviewed by Auto News in January, and this was back when we first learned about Mercedes-Benz moving here. And he says that they were basically looking at this as a 50-year decision. So when they were looking at their headquarters in New Jersey, they saw, you know, there's no room to expand here. And the other thing about this is that we offer them a lot of money. As you mentioned, more than $23 million. And don't forget, in the final hour of the legislative session, we also had lawmakers passing a bill that gave them an extra $1.3 million tax break so that employees who lease their cars, they can pretty much skip out on paying state and local taxes on Mercedes.
Tasneem, something interesting about all of this that's been sort of very controversial is that Glenridge Hall will have to be demolished. What did Mercedes-Benz USA, did they have anything to do with that?
Yeah, so I asked Mercedes-Benz about it, and they said they had nothing to do with it. They said the plans for Glenridge Hall and the Ashenwoods home developments were in place before they even decided to purchase the land. But obviously there's been some public anger about this, and people think that Mercedes-Benz moving in there had a role. And that maybe they wanted a clean slate and had some influence. And of course, it's to their benefit not to be associated with Glenridge Hall. But they say they're not involved and their property is a completely separate project.
And let's just reset again for those listening. Glenridge Hall is a historic mansion in Sandy Springs.
Yeah, it dates back to the 1920s, and it's owned by Carolyn Glenn Mace and the Glenn families. And it's where Driving Miss Daisy and Vampire Diaries was filmed. And it's a big cultural asset in Sandy Springs, or I should say was. It was demolished a couple of weeks ago.
And you mentioned the family, Tasneem. They have said consistently, look, we were trying to find ways to save the home. But in the end, it got torn down. So what's the family saying about all this?
They say that they did everything they could, and they were looking at this 4 years ago. But like, if you talk to the preservationists, they say that, you know, they hadn't been contacted and that, you know, the company didn't do everything that they could.
And what we heard from some preservationists who made the case anyway, tell us a little bit more about what they had to say.
Right. So basically what they were saying was that there's a lot of things you could do with this property. You could keep this estate here and build some townhomes around it and also even convert the mansion into housing or just, you know, keep it as a cultural asset. There were a lot of options.
You know, Tasneem, we've been hearing that some of the Mercedes-Benz employees have sort of been complaining about the cost of living in Sandy Springs. In doing and reporting on this, what have you learned?
It's really interesting. The CEO of Mercedes, he actually said that part of the reason they're moving here is because it's about 30% cheaper in Sandy Springs than in Montvale, New Jersey. But obviously, it's not cheap enough. I mean, the mayor of Sandy Springs, Rusty Paul, he mentioned it during his State of the City address.
A lot of the Mercedes people are coming to Sandy Springs, but they're looking in other places. Why? They can't afford to live in Sandy Springs.
And the average cost of a home in Sandy Springs is about $470,000. And, you know, the mayor has been saying that affordable housing is something he's working on.
But you would think, okay, if you're working for Mercedes-Benz, obviously a big and wealthy corporation, you probably could afford to live someplace in Sandy Springs. But what are these folks making here?
So I didn't get an official response from Mercedes-Benz USA on the salary, but if you do a quick search on Glassdoor, the average salary for a specialist is listed at about $80,000.
I just want to be clear, though, the average home in Sandy Springs is $470,000. Wow.
Yeah, that's according to the Sandy Springs Perimeter Chamber of Commerce president. And he says, like, you know, a lot of the times employees of companies that are moving there are looking at Alpharetta, Roswell, or even Forsyth County for housing.
And I'm wondering also, Tasneem, with MARTA, being able to take mm-hmm. MARTA, you know, further up north, will maybe some of those employees look to live near the MARTA station. Let me ask you this. Did Mercedes-Benz have any input on the design firm?
They did not. According to them, they said that, this was all planned ahead of time. So Ashton Woods is actually separate. And so you probably heard about the Ashton Woods home development. And that's like 76 acres. And 12 acres of that is what they sold to Mercedes-Benz. And that's where the headquarters will be. And the development is really neat because it's, 1,000 housing units, 30 acres of green space. And it's being built by a firm called DPZ out of Miami. And they're known for new urbanism, and they're all about creating environments where you can work, play, live.
And just so we're clear now, people need to understand they won't be assembling the Mercedes-Benz at this
no.
plant. So don't go out there thinking, oh, I'm going to see the Benz roll off
yeah.
the line here. No, this is actually more of the administrative and other mm-hmm. areas that will be located out there.
And Tasneem, just to come back to the tax breaks that you were talking about, Mercedes-Benz has been insisting, look, Georgia is getting something in return for those tax breaks, right? Like jobs.
Yeah, absolutely. So, they're saying that they're going to bring 800 jobs here. And they're going to invest $74 million in the Sandy Springs headquarters. And, the new headquarters hasn't been built yet, and it won't be ready until 2018. But employees will start moving here this summer, and they'll just be a couple of miles away in another office complex in Dunwoody.
WABE's Tasneem Sharma. Tasneem, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And obviously, we'll keep watching this as it takes shape.
Thanks, Tasneem.